This fall, SkiCo's proposal to expand skiing into the Pandora area of Aspen Mountain was halted when county commissioners said no to a zoning change for the project. But AspenJournalism.org's environmental editor Elizabeth Stewart Severy says SkiCo is willing to go all the way back to the planning commission stage to try and keep this project alive.
So the sticking point is this rural and remote designation is meant to protect some areas. Is partially intended to protect some areas from big development. And so there's sort of a worry that if this zoning designation changes for SkiCo, that would put pressure on, there's an open question about what that might mean for that zoning designation across the county. And there's quite a bit of land across the county that's designated rural and remote. And some commissioners think, is this going to be a slippery slope where we start seeing kinds of pressures to change or kind of weaken this designation that's meant to protect some places that are truly rural in our county? SkiCo has had this in their plans, in their master plans for decades. And so SkiCo's argument was this actually does fit with the character of the area. It's right adjacent to the current ski area, and it wouldn't be kind of that big of a change.
And people are already skiing this area, right? It's being used.
Yes, this area is used pretty heavily by backcountry or side country users. So SkiCo estimates that anywhere from 0 to 100 skiers a day are using the Pandora area currently, which 100 skiers in a not, you know, lift served area is a pretty high density of backcountry skiers. So there are skiers back there now. The lift would bring, in their planning document, SkiCo estimated that up to 600 people would be able to comfortably ski in this expanded area if it were to be lift served. So it would mean a substantial increase in the number of skiers.
This is something that SkiCo, as you just pointed out, has had in its master plan for a long time.
Yeah.
Why? Why do they want this expansion?
That's a great question. SkiCo explains that this expansion would bring additional undeveloped, minimally developed skiing to intermediate skiers. So right now on Aspen Mountain, there is glade skiing. There's gladed skiing on parts of this mountain, but it's all primarily expert terrain. So they say there's a need for intermediate level skiing that feels a little bit more wild and a little bit more remote than this current ski area lift-served skiing that's available.
I may be asking you to go over your skis a little bit here, but is it possible that they'd go along with an idea that we'd establish this expansion without a lift?
That idea has been floated by members of the public, and by one county commissioner brought it up in one of these approval meetings. Some people have really made the argument that some of the most popular skiing in the Aspen area is not served by a lift. So Highland Bowl comes to mind, that it's this incredibly popular, kind of iconic Aspen experience to hike up the bowl and ski it. And the Pandora area is not as advanced skiing as the Highland Bowl, and people could still kind of have this backcountry-ish experience, but not have the heavy industry of a lift back there.